We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I want to get back to Jimmy because I know he was a great subject of the conference call. And look, it's really important that that guy stays healthy. I mean, more than anybody else, really, truly, on this team right now. Because Jimmy Garoppolo is doing everything you could ask the driver of this offense to do. The number one ask week in, week out is avoid making mistakes. Avoid making mistakes. And Jimmy has now gone the longest stretch of his career, four consecutive games as a starter, without throwing an interception. Did he get bailed out on a call last weekend? Yep. But you know what that goes on? That is a straight up car was coming, do over. Never even think about it. Never even happened. He has not thrown an interception in four straight weeks now. Yesterday, he was 26 of 37 for 222 yards, a touchdown, a passer rating of 94.7. And look, the numbers are just very much in Jimmy's corner right now. He's thrown 16 touchdowns and only four interceptions. He hasn't thrown an interception since the Chiefs game. He's played in 10 games this year, and the 49ers, when he throws no interceptions, they are 7-0. When he throws at least one interception, they're 0-3. Causation, correlation, both. I mean, both, for sure. When Jimmy avoids interceptions, the Niners are mathematically, and beyond just this year, historically, hard to beat. From 2018, including the playoffs, the 49ers are 14-4 when Jimmy doesn't throw an interception. They're 16-11 when he throws one or more. So keeping it mistake-free, not buying a free possession for your opponent, it's key. And you can just see, especially when it happens to the other team, how demoralizing interceptions are. The first Alvin Kamara fumble, Ray, on the first drive of the game, that took so much sail out of the wind, took so much wind out of the sail, I guess I should say, of the Saints. You could just see it there. And then the second fumble was basically the entire team. I mean, they cut to, I don't even know who it was, but they cut to a sideline, and you had guys, five of them on a row, looking like they were all just getting the news someone they cared about deeply had been hospitalized. Like, this stone sobriety on their faces was, you could feel it coming through the TV.
Well, and it's not just the two fumbles. It's the fact that it happened to a guy as important and as sure-handed as Alvin Kamara. I mean, if it had happened to, you know, any other schmo, they go, ah, well, we're unlucky that day. I guess he'll be cut on Tuesday, but Kamara makes their offense go, and if he can't hold on to the ball, they're kind of screwed. As it turned out, they were.
Jimmy Garoppolo's interception rate. Saw this from Dave Lombardi today. Second Dave Lombardi reference on the show. Dave Lombardi reported that the Jimmy Garoppolo interception rate is now down to 1.3% after four straight games without an interception. In what was previously his biggest statistical weakness, wrote Dave, Garoppolo now ranks top five in NFL quarterbacks. Not turning the ball over and getting the ball out before most teams can get their hands on you. It feels like those are probably the two most important things Kyle looks for in a quarterback, right?
Well, in this quarterback anyway.
And Jimmy's giving it to him.
Yeah.
He gets the ball out like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers fast, and he is not turning it over anymore.
No, it's one interception every 76 throws. That's his average this year.
You did a little show prep. You didn't just pull that out.
Nope.
Did you just do the math?
Simple math.
Look at you.
4 into 304.
Did you do that in your head?
Yeah.
You really did?
How hard is it?
Well, I mean, you do have a calculator.
No, I don't.
You're the only guy who's got a calculator.
4 into 300 is 75. Add 4, 76.
I don't care. I'm impressed.
Well, you went to Indiana. I get it.
Stop it.
Don't put the ball on a tee and expect me not to swing.
Jeez. I'm proud of you, though, Ray. I'm proud of the show right now. The show's feeling smart right now. Ray's doing math live on the air and in his own head. Look out, America. How are you going to deal with that? And
usually by drinking.
For math that really you don't need to do at all, because I'll just give you the rankings right now. Defensively, the 49ers. They are number one in football in points per game. They're number one in football in yards per game. They're number one in football in rushing yards per attempt. They are number one in rushing yards per game. They are number one in preventing first downs per game. They are number one in passing touchdowns allowed per game. So again, just real quick, the Niners defense is number one in football in points, total yards, rushing yards, first downs, passing touchdowns. It's pretty good. You really can't improve much upon being number one in all of those categories. That is a wish list that very few fans would even bother putting together because it's too much of an ask. You know, Santa's not bringing a pony. Stop asking. To be number one in that many categories defensively, Santa usually doesn't bring that to anybody.
Yeah, but Santa brought that pony to San Francisco 3 years ago, too. So fans shouldn't be that surprised.
Right, but and what happened 3 years ago? No, but what happened 3 years ago?
They got to the Super Bowl.
And that's all you can ask for, boys and girls.
And if they hadn't vomited all over themselves in the fourth quarter, there'd have been a parade.
There would have been. But the vomitus occurred. We do know that. Look, here is just the raw data. The rawest of raw data coming out of this week's results. The 49ers are now 7-4. It doesn't sound that sexy. It's top of the NFC West. So you got that going for you. And only three teams, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Minnesota, have better than 7-4 record in the NFC. The Niners are now the only team in the NFC with a 4-0 start in their own division. Their plus 76 point differential is the third best in the NFC. They just held the Saints to 63 rushing yards. They've now kept opponents under 100 rushing yards in 8 of the team's 11 games, and that's tied for the most so far this season. Tennessee's also done it 8 times. Talanoa Hufanga forced an Alvin Kamara fumble. It's the first forced fumble of his career. That guy's only getting better every single time I look at him. I think Talanoa Hufanga just played the best game he's going to play all season. And then they play the next game. And then that becomes the next best game he's played all season. The hit that he put on Kamara on the goal line when he was getting stood up was as nasty of an act as happened on a football field. It was perfect. You talk about targeting the football, not the player. He targeted that football. It was beautiful. That was an incredible forced fumble. And again, it's not causation, but you better hope it's correlation. The last time the 49ers won 4 straight in the regular season, not by shutout, not by drama, no, just 4 consecutive wins in a row at any point in time in a regular season. The last time the 49ers did that, they went to a Super Bowl. So keep it up. Keep it up. Last week was the first week I started talking about, hey, you know, just maybe if they stay healthy, they could go to a Super Bowl. No one's coming off that subject today. Now, in the everyone on sports talk radio always wants more than whatever they see, and that's just kind of the way it goes, I do want to talk about first and goal from the 6-yard line, because the 49ers have way too much talent to be held to 13 points, even by their own defense. They have too much offensive talent to be held to 13 points by anybody. I hated that sequence of plays that Kyle Shanahan sent in. You got on first down, you got Garoppolo passing to Kyle Juszczyk for a no-yard gain. You know, a lot of those passes just go along the line of scrimmage, if not even behind or a yard away from it. So that was a throwaway play. Then you got Elijah Mitchell going up the middle. He gets to the two-yard line. And then on third and goal, Jimmy throws for 1 yard to Jennings because they're on the two-yard line. So another, you know, just you catch it, you're getting tackled. They didn't throw a single attempt into the actual end zone. And I know it's a catch and yak yard team, but we're talking about first and goal from the six. So a 6 to 16 yard pattern is all we're talking about. And that's the wheelhouse of this team's passing attack. At one point, McCaffrey had absolutely nobody covering him, but Jimmy's looking at the other side of the field and the pressure was bearing down on him, so he didn't even see him. That's frustrating. And if you're telling me, what are you worried about? I'm not worried about the Niners making the big play. They seem to be scoring from distances that are well outside the red zone or well outside first and goal. But as soon as the Niners get to first and goal, like, there's a reason that Robbie Gould is over there warming up. And it's not for the extra point. It's because he knows this is probably going to be a field goal attempt. The Niners got red zone problems that someone who is so good at calling offense should be able to overcome. Like, Kyle Shanahan needs to put together these 9 out of 10 times get me 5 yards. He needs those plays. And he needs to put them all in right now, install them, memorize them, and use them the next time he's looking at first and goal. It's ridiculous how often this team settles for a field goal when they get the ball inside their own 10-yard line. Like, if you're asking, how did the 49ers bow out of the playoffs this year? It's because they're settling for field goals instead of touchdowns.
I also think it's really hard for a team that is run first when they get inside the 10 to create the kind of space you're asking them to create.
Play action. Play action.
Nobody's going to take their play action seriously because they don't run play action. They know that that's not going to end up being a play they want to run. I mean, yeah, does that put Kyle Shanahan in a bind? Yeah, but if he goes play action, it's doing something they're not used to doing. And if you're not used to doing it, the chances of something bad happening are far greater than if you just go to your strength. The problem that they've got is that they have to operate in space for their offense to be as good as it can be. There's no space down there. There's just no space. You know, I mean, it's...
But there isn't for anyone at that point on the field, and no. Other teams with lesser talent figure it out all the time.
Well, except that they don't. The 49ers are only... they're 15th in the red zone, which is not a bad number. It's not a great number.
Right. It's average. Aren't they built to be better than average than that now?
I don't believe so. I mean, I think they have flaws, and I think this is one of them. And I think it's been now 12 weeks and 11 games. At some point, your flaws become who you are. And I think this is just something they're not good at. And even at that, they're average, maybe slightly above average.
This is Larry in San Francisco. Larry, thank you very much for the call. What do you got?
Hey, Damon. Hey, I got to tell you something. This has been a problem since Jim Harbaugh was the coach. You know, Jim Harbaugh, we needed 4 yards, we get 3. We needed 9 yards, we got 8.5. And then we kick a field goal. That's just how the 49ers have been for the last 20-something years, right?
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. That feels like it was a problem, too. And maybe that's why Jim Harbaugh never won a Super Bowl. That or just give the ball to Frank Gore. I mean, here's the thing. If running is what you do best, then put your best foot forward when you're on the precipice of the end zone. And if you get stuffed running the ball 4 times in a row, I'm better than that than Jimmy having to go into a panic scramble because nobody got open from fourth and goal from the 1. Wait, what? Juwan Jennings talks about he likes the nickname Third and Juan. He needs to start becoming fourth in Juan, for goodness sakes.
I like to turn third in Juwan. I like that one.
Yeah, third in Juwan. Sorry. Forgot the jaw on that. Juwan Jennings. By the way, Juwan Jennings did have a hell of a touchdown. That the concentration after the tip to see the ball into his hands and then keep his feet in bounds, that's maybe his best play as a 49er, man. He's been good on third down, but that touchdown was big. Here he is talking about it.
My assignment was just to run a simple corner route. I was running to the pylon. I saw the safety, you know, go away from me, so which I knew Jimmy was going to come to me. And when I looked back, the ball was in the air. And I was so excited, you know. I'm thinking it's just going to drop in, and it got tipped. And it was just a load of events, and ultimately it was a touchdown. I was happy.
That's the thing. He thinks it's falling to him like, oh, here it is. And then, nope, up, tipped. I got to adjust. He did. Good hands. Juwan Jennings, no doubt about it. Peter King live at 5. When we come on back, we got to bounce around what was a hell of a week 12, which will be concluding tonight with a Monday night football game that, should the Steelers win it, they will have tied the 49ers for most wins in the history of Monday night football. Last Monday night, the Niners took the lead. Will the Steelers meet them back at the pole position again after tonight?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.